I am so excited to announce my newest baby, a book for parents all about tongue tie. Tongue Tie for Parents is the book you need if you have any questions about whether there's a tongue tie, how to get treatment, if your baby needs treatment, how to go about it, how to make decisions, how to help you and your baby recover. All of that is in this ebook. Every day I get questions from parents like you, and I know you need answers. Tongue Tie for Parents is built from the same step-by-step protocol I use when families sit across from me in my office. It's the information that you need for clarity, for confidence, and to help you make care decisions based on your own goals, because that's what's most important. You shouldn't need a Google search to get answers. You aren't crazy or overreacting. You are trying to figure out what is best for you and your baby. It's here and ready for you. Tongue Tie for Parents is an easy download. You can have it today for only $27. Go to tonguetieexperts.net/parentbook or follow the link in the show notes, because you and your baby deserve clarity, not confusion. You're listening to the Tongue Tie Experts podcast, a weekly program providing information and support for those families impacted by tongue and lip tie and the professionals caring for them. I'm Lisa Palladino, a midwife and a lactation consultant with over 30 years of experience. If you are a parent looking for answers or a professional who is curious to learn more than what you learned in school on this topic, welcome. This podcast is for you. Welcome back to this week's episode of the Tongue Tie Experts podcast. I'm Lisa Palladino, and this is Tongue Tie Experts. And you may be listening to this live on Instagram or Facebook or a recording on the podcast, because I typically record some of my lives for the podcast. Wherever you're listening, wherever you're from, if you're watching, listening, thank you for being here. I have some, first of all, I want to apologize because I hope that you can hear me. It sounds like I'm in a war zone. I promise you I'm not. It's just that there's construction going on right outside my window. They're putting in new sewers and pipes and digging holes and all kinds of fun stuff. And there's literally heavy equipment right outside the window in front of me. But there's no place in my house I can hide. And I didn't want to put off doing this live for you. So I'm here today. Let me know where you're listening to, if you're listening live, where you're watching from, what you do in the world. And if you're a podcast listener and you ever want to reach out, just send me an email, lisa@lisapalladino.net, or you can come over to Facebook, Tongue Tie Experts, or Instagram, Tongue Tie Experts, and shoot me a message. It's great to be here. Thank you for tuning in. And today I have something interesting to talk to you about. Let's call this a reaction recording, okay? Because there's somebody on Instagram who posted a reel talking about examining a baby, talking about tongue tie, saying to the baby, oh, we would never do that to you, or something such like that. And I've had a few of you reach out to me and ask me to respond. You know, I wouldn't do this if it was just me, like being, oh, what the heck is he talking about? But I've had a few people saying, Lisa, what are your thoughts about this? You know, and so I felt like I had a little bit of a responsibility to respond. And I thought I would repost and give him the credit and share with him my responses. And I reached out, and I didn't get a favorable feeling from him wanting to interact with me. I mean, if I did, maybe I would have invited him to come on for an interview, but that's not the kind of reaction he gave me. And so I decided that without mentioning any names, without mentioning the exact situation, we will talk about some things that were said and why it's upsetting to some people and why I felt the need to react. Okay. So first of all, the main goal for me, and it should be for anyone in this work, in this line of work of tongue tie or breastfeeding or infant care at all, should be to support parents where they are and help them realize that any decision they make is the right decision for their baby. We want to empower parents, not make parents feel like they did the wrong thing, right? So that's number one. Number two, such an important point that gets missed and gets exploited. We do not think, or I do not think, and no one under my platform thinks that every baby who has a frenum should have a procedure to cut the frenum, right? That's not what we teach. And if there are people looking to me for guidance on this, and there are influencers out there saying that people like me want to cut your baby's mouth and that's all they want to do, well, that's really misleading. And it's almost like fear mongering. And that is upsetting to me. We do not want to do anything more to upset parents, to confuse parents. We want to give parents all the information, all the education, all the research that we have, all the experience, all the evidence, and in many cases, the evidence is our experience, that helps them to feel like they're doing the best for their baby. We never want, or I never want, I'm not going to speak for anyone else, I never want somebody to open up an Instagram reel, see something and say, oh my goodness, I can't believe I did that to my baby when all I had to do was blank, right? Because these people make it look so easy to just do one quick adjustment and everything's all better. Well, you know what? That's rarely the case, right? I am all for body work. I include body workers. Let's get the umbrella term body worker. And that means anyone that lays hands on the baby, anyone who works in the baby's mouth, on the baby's body, does gentle manipulation, positional exercise, whatever. I welcome them all in my classes, in my lectures. I address the roles of each and we work together. And I use many of these modalities, both for my patients and in my personal life. But I do not think that just doing one type of treatment is going to be the answer for every baby, right? If a baby has a tight frenum, no matter what we do, if that baby can't move its tongue, doesn't matter what kind of manipulations we do to the palate or what kind of manipulations we do to the vagus nerve, that baby still can't move their tongue. Can we release tissue? Yes. Can we get some improvements after a few treatments? Yes. But that's not accessible to everyone. And it's not the only way. So I have protocols, yes, and we should all have protocols that we follow. But we should be flexible in our protocols and our approaches and never make somebody feel like this is the only way to do it. My, this is the way to do it, is with options. If this, then this. If the parent wants this, then that. Now's the time to educate. Not first we do this, then we do this, and we never do this first, right? So that kind of thing. Sorry, I should take a deep breath and calm down. This person who I am reacting to today starts out by saying something like, the people who have established that tongue tie thing, what the heck does that mean? We didn't invent tongue tie. Those of us who are doing this work now have not invented tongue tie. We haven't established tongue tie as a thing. Tongue tie has always been a thing, right? So angry. Whatever. Okay. And then that, he goes on to say that all we think is the driver of the latch is the tongue, that nothing else is involved but the tongue. I've never thought that. I've never learned that, right? It's a part of it, right? We talk about the whole body and how everything is connected. If you've listened to me ever, you hear me saying this. If something is tight, everything is tight, everything is connected. It's not just about the tongue, but a lot of times it is about the frenum under the tongue, right? The other thing is that, like I said before, the help that he's giving isn't accessible to everyone. I wish it was, but it's not. Would I recommend some sort of osteopath manipulation if it was available to everyone? Yes, I see an osteopath myself. My daughter sees an osteopath with her kids. I have osteopaths in my courses. Definitely, absolutely, definitely. I wish everybody could see an osteopath or a CST or a chiropractor or an OT or all of the above. Wouldn't that be wonderful? But they all can't. And after a functional evaluation, which involves observing a feeding, with a functional evaluation, we see what sort of help this baby needs. And can a baby compensate and learn to nurse even without a frenotomy or frenectomy? Absolutely. But is that solving the problem? Not always. And sometimes that procedure is the difference between having or not having a breastfeeding relationship. So each dyad, each mother-baby pair, each family needs to be evaluated on an individual basis. There is no one-size-fits-all answer. Are you ready to elevate your clinical skills and connect with leaders in orofacial myology? Join the International Association of Orofacial Myology for their 2026 annual convention happening October 16th through 18th in gorgeous Waikiki Beach, Honolulu, Hawaii. This year's event celebrates 55 years of IAOM excellence, and the outstanding educational lineup includes Patrick McEwen on functional breathing and the Buteyko method, Dr. Pejman Katarai diving into whole child integrative care, Dr. Dani Mandrawa explaining cranial system patterns and OMT, Carrie Dean, CST-IBCLC, on the power of craniosacral therapy, Nicole Goldfarb, SLP's three-system model for OMD diagnosis and treatment, and Sarah Beach and Tim King's TMD workshop. Network with colleagues, earn continuing education credits, and learn from experts across multiple disciplines, all while enjoying one of the most beautiful destinations in the world. Register now to save with early bird rates at iaom.com/convention. We can't wait to see you in Waikiki. If the tongue can't move, no vagal nerve work, especially not one adjustment, is going to change that, right? It might loosen things. It might help a little bit. It's not going to change it all up, you know, immediately. And it's prejudicial to say the work I do is the only work that can help babies who are having trouble latching. This person is not a lactation consultant, first of all, but whatever. Okay. And a functional evaluation is not a suck on the finger exam, right? So we can't judge, let's put it this way. We can test how a baby sucks on our finger. We can feel certain things, but I've never learned a certain measurement is necessary in order to know how that baby's extracting milk from a particular mom's nipple areola complex. There is no relationship there that has been established with evidence to say, if you can stick your finger in a certain amount of millimeters, then they can get milk from the mother's nipple. I don't know where that came from. If anybody else has information on that, share it with me, because I've never seen that. That is not a functional exam. A functional exam is watching the function on a human breast or on a bottle, not on a finger. I'm not saying you can't do, you can't evaluate the strength of the muscles. That's not what I'm saying, but that's not a functional exam. What else? And then, yeah. So I also feel like it's a little bit, I don't know. I guess, you know, I come on here and I say things, and yes, I want views and I want to be, what's the word? I want to be important enough for people to listen to me. I want the courses to sell. I want parents to get the help they need. But I'm not out here trying to be an influencer and trying to do things just to get a million views on a reel. And there are people out there doing that, and shame on them, because these are infants. These are vulnerable mothers and babies and families, right? And a couple of parents have messaged me saying, maybe I shouldn't have gotten my baby's tongue tie release done because this man is saying that it's not necessary. And that's just sad. So let's be very discerning in what we say. Let's be careful how we say it. Let's realize our goal is success for the individual families that we're treating, to help them meet their very own goals, not our goals, especially if our goal is, I don't know, reaching a certain amount of views, right? We want to reach people, but we don't want to reach people for the sake of reaching people. We want to reach people so that more people learn how to get the help they need, and more providers learn how to support these families who need their help. That's the goal. That's my mission anyway, and the mission behind Tongue Tie Experts brand. So if you have anything different or the same, or you want to just comment, if you're listening to this on the podcast, feel free to shoot me an email, lisa@lisapalladino.net. Or you can sign on to YouTube. We're on YouTube now, and you can find the episode and make a comment. Or if you're on Instagram or Facebook, just Instagram is Tongue Tie Experts. Facebook, it's Tongue Tie Experts, or the parent group, Breastfeeding Tongue Tie Babies. And while I'm on, I just want to quickly say that if you do want to become a part of my community, we do have a sale going on. It ends tomorrow. The August sale is going on now, and you can use the code TongueTiePro to save 25% on the Professional's Guide to Tongue Tie in the Breastfeeding Infant. And this week, you get one free month of our new membership program called Latch and Lead. It is going to be amazing. We're starting in September, and it's going to be not only clinical work, but also practice-based guidance. So if you're on Instagram, link is in my bio. If you're listening on the podcast, you can look in the show notes for all the links. And if you're listening past the sale and you're interested, just hit me up for a message or check my Instagram, because it's always current with the latest offers going on. Gonna sign off the podcast now. I'm gonna stick around on Instagram and answer your questions. Everybody listening to the podcast, thank you so much for listening. Talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Tongue Tie Experts podcast. Check out the show notes for useful links about the topics we discussed and for ways to follow us on social media. Please subscribe to us on your favorite podcast app. And if you enjoyed listening, we'd love it if you'd rate, review, and share with your friends and colleagues. Thanks so much. Bye-bye. Are you a healthcare professional working with breastfeeding infants? Wish you knew more about assessing and treating tongue ties? Earn continuing education credits and transform your practice with the Professional's Guide to Tongue Tie in the Breastfeeding Infant. It's perfect for any practitioner who works with infants and their mothers, especially those working through feeding challenges. Learn to identify who needs treatment, build a qualified care team, and provide holistic care options. Discover the ins and outs of phrenotomy, including procedure preparation and best aftercare practices. By the end, you'll be confidently supporting breastfeeding families armed with the latest protocols and be part of an interdisciplinary community of experts just like you. Tongue ties are nothing new, but the right way to assess and treat them is. Ready to make a real difference? Join now and become a tongue tie expert. Sign up today at tonguetieexperts.net/professional and become the evidence-based resource that your community needs. To show my gratitude, I'm offering you a special discount as a podcast listener. Use code PODCAST40 to save 40% off today.